Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Ali se sent à l'étroit dans l'appartement. 2. Fatou a assez d'espace dans la cuisine moderne de leur appartement. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quelles sont les trois tâches ménagères que Fatou doit effectuer? 2. Que regrette Ali de l'ancienne maison? 3. Il y aura moins de parents dans l'appartement. Pourquoi? Vous apprendrez à nouveau comment faire une comparaison en anglais.
Fatou, I miss the big house we had. There was a big yard, there were trees, and we had four bedrooms. There was so much more space.
Not me, I regret nothing. Ali, you didn't have to do the cleaning, the washing, and the dusting.
I need more space, Fatou. This apartment is less comfortable because it's so much smaller. And the fourth floor is too high for some of our relatives.
That sounds good to me.
Why are you laughing?
Now we'll have less of these relatives visiting all the time without informing you. I could do with less space. I can save more time and more energy, which means I can save more food.
Really, Fatou? You won't save any time. You're always busy, woman.
I am a modern woman.
I'm as modern as you, Fatou.
Oh, really? Modern husbands help their women in the kitchen.
I'm coming, my dear, right after the football match. Just 5 more minutes. Drogba is shooting a penalty.
I don't see where I can put all this stuff.
Do modern women need all that stuff in the kitchen? See, I told you we need more space. Or maybe you just need less stuff.
Don't worry about the kitchen, Mr. Modern Husband. It's my private space.
Hey, it's my private space too, remember?
Oh yeah? Of course. It's where you eat.
Nous avons entendu le couple discuter. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Ali se sent à l'étroit dans l'appartement. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Fatou a assez d'espace dans la cuisine moderne de leur appartement. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quelles sont les trois tâches ménagères que Fatou doit effectuer? Le ménage, la lessive et l'époustage. 2. Que regrette Ali de l'ancienne maison? La cour, les arbres, les quatre chambres et l'espace. 3. Il y aura moins de parents dans l'appartement. Pourquoi? Parce qu'il sera plus difficile de monter au quatrième étage. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue des éléments de comparaison des deux habitations. Écoutez et répétez d'autres expressions idiomatiques.
There was so much more space.
Cette phrase, un comparatif de supériorité, se traduit par « Elle avait plus d'espace ». Répétez d'autres exemples. The house had more rooms. The car was more expensive. Pour utiliser la comparaison de supériorité, on utilise « more » suivi d'un complément. On le traduira « plus » en français, « plus de » et « plus que ». De même, pour utiliser la comparaison d'infériorité, on utilise « less » suivi d'un complément. On le traduira « moins » en français, « moins de » et « moins que ». Répétez ces exemples comparatifs d'infériorité.
This apartment is less comfortable. Or maybe you just need less stuff.
Répétez enfin cette phrase.
I'm as modern as you, Fatou.
La phrase est un comparatif d'égalité. En français, on le traduira « Je suis aussi moderne que toi, Fatou ». Mais en anglais, pour utiliser le comparatif d'égalité, on utilise le mot « as » suivi d'un adjectif et un autre « as ». Répétez d'autres exemples. The test was as long as the lesson. The driver is as funny as his apprentice. Nous avons entendu un couple parler de son ancienne maison et de son nouvel appartement. Et maintenant, vous savez faire une comparaison de supériorité, d'infériorité et d'égalité. Et vous, que préférez-vous, une maison ou un appartement? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. Vous avez peut-être entendu cette expression américaine « got up on the wrong side of the bed ». Littéralement, se lever du mauvais côté du lit. Y aurait-il un bon ou un mauvais côté du lit? Que se passe-t-il si on se lève du mauvais côté? Écoutons ces personnages.
Wow, Mike is in such a bad mood today. Stay away from him.
You're right. He is so angry. I bet he got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Si l'on vous dit que vous vous êtes levé du mauvais côté du lit, got up on the wrong side of the bed, cela veut dire, en gros, que votre journée est mal partie. Cette expression remonte à la Rome antique, où les Romains croyaient que cela portait malheur de se lever du lit en posant d'abord le pied gauche. Maintenant que vous comprenez l'usage de cette expression, je suis certaine que vous trouverez l'occasion de vous en servir. Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express. Dans cette prochaine leçon, Martin Lerner se joint à un groupe de journalistes étrangers en visite à Washington, D.C. Ils sont dans un autobus de touristes et ils discutent de ce qu'ils voient. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions sur des endroits connus et des quartiers. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Un peu de vocabulaire. Vous êtes dans un autobus de touristes à Washington. Les premières questions qui vont vous sortir de la bouche. What's that? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? What's that place? What kind of place is that? Quel genre d'endroit c'est? Qu'est-ce cet endroit?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to see all of you this morning. Did you sleep well? Have you met Melvin? Melvin is our driver this morning. He knows Washington very well. He's going to show us his neighborhood.
Are we going to see the White House?
Of course. We're going to show you many places. Then you tell us places to visit. Okay? Let's go, Melvin. We are beside the mall. The mall is this green area.
Is it a park?
Yes, it is. It's green grass and trees. Look straight ahead. That's the Capitol building. The mall goes from the Capitol building to the Lincoln Memorial. The Lincoln Memorial is behind us. We're going to visit that later.
What is this area called?
It's Capitol Hill. That's the Capitol building. Look behind. We are on a low hill. It's Capitol Hill.
Are these government buildings?
Some are government buildings. That's the Library of Congress. Most of the small buildings are homes. See the buildings on the right? Those are private homes.
Are there any businesses?
Yes, Capitol Hill has a few businesses. It has many houses and apartments, too. Here, see the nice restaurants and small shops?
Are we going to have any food?
We're going to stop for morning coffee at Union Station.
What's that? What's Union Station?
It's a train station. It was renovated a few years ago. Now it's all new. It has several movies, many interesting shops, good places to eat.
Does it have any trains?
Yes, it does. Okay, now. Look, this is the stadium. You can see football games here.
Do African American people live here?
Of course. All kinds of people live on Capitol Hill. Look at the people on the street. Asian Americans, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, all kinds of Americans live here.
Are the people rich?
Some of the people are rich, some of them are poor.
Do government people live here?
What do you mean, government people?
People in Congress?
Some congressmen and congresswomen live on Capitol Hill, but they live other places too.
Is Capitol Hill part of Washington?
Yes, it's only one small area.
Écoutez comment Martin Lerner décrit le quartier de Capitol Hill.
We are on a low hill. It's Capitol Hill. Some buildings are government buildings. That's the Library of Congress. Most of the small buildings are homes. See the buildings on the right? Those are private homes. Capitol Hill has some businesses. It has many houses and apartments, too. Here, see the nice restaurants and small shops?
Quand nous voulions une réponse à quelque chose que l'on voit, que cela soit un endroit ou un bâtiment, on demande « What's that ?» Bien sûr, c'est une abréviation de « What is that ?»« What's that ?» Et pour un endroit particulier, « What kind of place is that ?» Quel genre d'endroit c'est ? C'est quoi comme endroit ?
« What kind of place is that ?»
That's a park.
Maintenant, à vous de demander à Martin Lerner la question. What kind of place is that? Il vous répondra. Donc, vous vous placez devant votre radio et vous demandez cette question à haute voix. C'est une façon de pratiquer l'anglais. Allez-y.
That's a school. Those are school buildings. That's a business area. Those are small businesses. That's a residential area. Those are private homes. That's a hospital.
Exerçons-nous un tout petit peu. Tout d'abord, il vaudrait mieux que vous pensiez à votre propre quartier. Your own neighborhood. Parce que Washington, c'est bien intéressant, mais pour vous, de loin, c'est peut-être un peu trop difficile pour vous de concevoir tous ces quartiers, tous ces bâtiments, business buildings, private homes. Donc, nous allons voyager chez vous, dans votre propre quartier, qu'il soit petit, grand, que ce soit un village, que ce soit la cité. Votre quartier a certaines choses, bien sûr, parfois uniques en eux-mêmes, mais aussi certaines choses qui valent pour tous les quartiers. Donc, je vais essayer de deviner avec vous l'aspect de votre quartier. What kind of neighborhood do you have? Quel genre de quartier avez-vous? Or what kind of neighborhood do you live in? Dans quel genre de quartier habitez-vous? What kind of places does it have? Quel genre d'endroit y a-t-il dans ce quartier? What kind of places does it have? Does it have a school? Est-ce qu'il a une école, votre quartier? Does it have a business area? Est-ce qu'il a un quartier d'affaires? Ou une région d'affaires? Does it have a business area? Does it have a hospital? Est-ce qu'il y a un hôpital? Does it have government buildings? Il y a des bâtiments gouvernementaux. Does it have private homes? What does it have? What does your neighborhood have? You tell me. Dites-le-moi.
Melvin, are we going to your home?
We're going to my neighborhood.
Is it near?
Not too far. It's over there.
Is it a new neighborhood?
No, it's very old.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
Do you like Washington?
Yes, I do. I have friends here. I visited them 2 years ago.
Are you a television reporter?
Yes, I am. I report the news at night. Where are we going now?
We're going to Melvin's neighborhood.
We're here now. This is my neighborhood. This is the business area. That's a nice park on the right.
It's beautiful.
It's very nice in the evening. This long street has many small businesses.
What kind of buildings are those?
Those are apartment buildings.
They're small.
They're not very big. We don't have tall buildings in my neighborhood.
Where do you live, Melvin?
Just around the corner. See that old stone building? It's a bank. I'm going to turn there. I live down that street.
Do white people live here?
Not many. Okay. Do you see that blue house? That's my house.
It's very nice. I like the color.
Thanks.
Thanks, Melvin. Let's go to Georgetown.
Okay. I'm going to drive along the river.
Good. That's very beautiful. Hi. You're from...
Thailand. I'm from Bangkok.
We met last year.
Yes, I came to study. I visited the Voice of America.
That's right. You're a radio journalist.
Yes, I am.
Look, everybody, that's Georgetown.
On that big hill.
That's not very big.
Yes, the taller buildings are Georgetown University. Can you see the church? That area is the university.
I can see houses and apartments.
Yes, there are many beautiful old houses in Georgetown.
Is it very old?
It's the oldest part of Washington.
Do congressmen and congresswomen live here?
Some do. President Kennedy had a home here. Many wealthy people live here.
Remarquez que l'on peut créer une image d'un endroit en parlant de ce qu'il y a dans cet endroit même. Par exemple, le quartier de Georgetown. Martin Lerner décrit les bâtiments et les maisons qui y sont, et même les gens qui y habitent. Écoutez ces phrases descriptives à propos de Georgetown.
There are many beautiful old houses in Georgetown. It's very old. It's the oldest part of Washington. Some congressmen and congresswomen live in Georgetown. Many wealthy people live here.
Pouvez-vous décrire votre quartier? Essayez. Vous répondrez aux questions de Martin Lerner. Il vous aidera.
Is your neighborhood old? Does your neighborhood have a school? Does your city have a university? Is the city large or small?
Georgetown is very interesting.
I like Melvin's neighborhood. It's lively and busy.
We're not wealthy.
I'm not wealthy either.
What do you want to see now?
I want to see the Lincoln Memorial.
The White House.
Let's see the cathedral.
Maintenant, passons à la description même des bâtiments. Are there any old buildings? Y a-t-il des vieux bâtiments? Are there any new buildings? J'espère que vous avez appris un peu comment décrire un quartier. I hope you've learned to describe your neighborhood. Try to practice with your friends. Until next time, goodbye.